If you guys are enjoying the content of our channel, then please remember to subscribe by clicking in the lower right-hand corner. Thanks so much, and enjoy the video. Five bizarre experiences of parallel universes. We live in a world where there are infinite possibilities. They come to us in our day-to-day decision-making. However, we only get to live in one set of such possibilities. You either took the job or you didn't. You either said yes or no. You either held on or let go. But a part of us may wonder, could there be an alternate reality where a different version of ourselves took a different path in life? Here are five bizarre experiences of parallel universes. Number 5. Lorena Gordo. One of the most unforgettable episodes of the popular sci-fi TV series, Star Trek: The Next Generation, is the one aptly titled Parallels. The story centers on Lieutenant Worf, played by Michael Dorn, who gradually discovers that he is in a parallel universe. But just as when we thought this could only happen in TV shows, Lieutenant Worf's weird experience strangely occurred in reality as well. At least, that's what one woman claimed. Her name was Lorena Gordo. Gordo was a well-educated 41-year-old from Spain. Her fascinating story supposedly began in July of 2008, when she woke up to realize that her bed sheets were strangely different from what she remembered them to be the night before. She decided to ignore the minor but jarring peculiarities and went to work. This was the same place where she had been working for 2 decades, but on that day, she noticed that her office didn't have her name on the table. At first, she thought she was on the wrong floor. She then checked in the directory and discovered that she apparently had been working in a different department, on a different floor, and in a different office space. Scared and bewildered, she decided to go home and call in sick. More and more perplexing inconsistencies began to surface as the days, weeks, and months passed by. In a blog post, which she later on wrote, she explained that she had been separated from her partner for 7 years. After that, she had struck up a relationship with a man from her neighborhood. They had been seeing each other for 4 months at least, so she knew his name, his address, where he worked, and even his son from another relationship. Weirdly enough, though, when she decided to check on her then-current boyfriend, the man turned out to be non-existent. There was no trace of him whatsoever, so she hired a detective to look into the matter, but the investigator said that the man and his son did not exist. If there was a sliver of hope to her situation, it was that her family was intact. However, she slowly realized, even in this aspect of her life, that there were some irregularities. When she began to ask about the surgery that her sister had undergone, her parents said that it didn't happen. Confused, she went to see a doctor who subjected her to drug and alcohol tests. The results turned out to be okay. As anyone would wonder, she confirmed in her blog post that all her identifications reflected the correct information on her employment ID, on her credit cards, and even on her driver's license. She went on to consult a psychiatrist who told her that her plight could just simply be a case of extreme hallucinations and that there was nothing to worry about. But that's exactly what troubled her. With no one else to turn to, Gordo went on social media and declared that she could be from a parallel universe. She said that the differences may not be hugely significant, but it does affect life in so many ways. Number 4. Carol McElhenney. They say that to fully find oneself, one must go back to where it all began. That's why a woman named Carol McElhenney decided to visit her family's roots. But instead of finding the answer she had long been searching for, she stumbled upon some questions that no one could possibly make sense of. It was March of 2006, and the rain was pouring heavily on McElhenney's car as she drove through San Bernardino, California. She was heading towards Paris to attend a sheepdog trial event when she saw a road sign that said Riverside. She realized that it had been a while since she had been in her family's hometown, so she decided to make a visit. When she arrived at the very street that she grew up on, she then noticed that the place looked different. She couldn't even find her old home. The neighborhood that she knew so well seemed not to have existed at all. Creeped out by this sudden revelation, she sped up to go to the street where her grandmother used to live. But even there, she found out that the entire vicinity was altered. McElhenney decided to try to visit the cemetery where her grandparents and most of her relatives were buried. It gave her the shock of her life to realize that the cemetery wasn't even there. It was nothing but an empty lot overtaken by weeds and grass. Trying desperately to make sense of everything, she told herself that this could be a problem with the maps. And so she surmised that it would be a good idea to go to University Avenue, a place she knew so well, where she could find local businesses like restaurants, banks, and hotels. When she arrived, she saw the entire block was completely different. It was totally desolate, the streets were filled with graffiti, and every nook and cranny was covered with lots of garbage. She looked at the people as she drove by, and there was something about them that really frightened her, and so she opted not to get out of her car. She also had this eerie feeling telling her that if she interacted with them, she might forever be stuck in this strange world. Frustration and fear prompted McElhenney to flee the town she once called home and continue to her destination in Paris. A few years went by, and the woman's father passed away. It was his last wish to be buried in the very same cemetery as her grandparents. When they came to lay the man to his final resting place, McElhenney realized that everything in the town was back to the way she remembered it growing up. She was then convinced that she may have visited a parallel but much darker version of her childhood town somehow. Up until now, she doesn't know how she escaped that weird universe, but she's more than grateful that she made it out alive. Number 3, James Richards. Unless you've been living in a cave, you've probably heard about the legendary band The Beatles. With almost a billion records sold worldwide, this English rock band is touted as one of the most important music acts of all time. Sadly though, all good things must come to an end, and in 1970 the group broke up. Well, at least that's what our version of history has told us. In 2009, a man named James Richards was driving home from Turlock, California, to his house in Livermore. He had his dog with him during the trip. While on their way, his pet had to go to the bathroom, so they stopped in the middle of nowhere. The canine bolted out as soon as he opened the door, but instead of emptying her bladder, she got distracted and sprinted after what he thought to be a rabbit. He followed his pet, but he stumbled along the way. He hit his head on the ground, which rendered him unconscious. When he woke up, Richard said that he found himself sitting next to a weird machine. He was also in the company of a man named Jonas. The stranger then explained that he found his unconscious body in the area while he was working. Apparently, Jonas was on a work trip for what he called an interdimensional travel agency. He said he was from a parallel universe. Intrigued by that, James stayed with his newfound friend to learn more about him. They had long conversations about certain topics ranging from politics to pop culture in their respective realms. What piqued Richard's interest the most was the information that in this alternate dimension, the Beatles also existed. But more than that, the group had never broken up and were still making music. Just before leaving the parallel universe and traveling back to our own, Richards managed to steal a cassette tape which he later revealed to be the Beatles album from that dimension. The tape has the label Everyday Chemistry and it contains 11 songs. He uploaded the album's entirety to a website called The Beatles Never Broke Up. All of the tracks can still be listened to, even to this day, if you're interested in checking it out, to decide for yourself whether it's real or not. Number 2. Pedro Ramirez. The great American poet Robert Frost once wrote a poem called The Road Not Taken. The person in that poem contemplated what could have happened had he traveled the other road that he saw at the diversion. Some of us might have been in such a situation in our lives. Probably we didn't give much thought to it, but for a man named Pedro Ramirez, the experience he had was unforgettable, considering that it was totally different and out of this world, literally and figuratively speaking. In November of 1986, Ramirez was driving from Seville to a town called Alcalá de Guadarrama in Spain. He was familiar with the road, but in that particular moment, he noticed something was off from his usual route. He was turning a corner when he suddenly found himself merging onto a six-lane highway. It wasn't there before, and despite the weirdness, he continued driving down the straight road. Along the way, he began to see unfamiliar sights like a 20-story apartment complex, unidentified modern buildings, and a large swath of land covered with 2 feet of grass. While traveling, he suddenly felt a hot sensation inside his vehicle. This suggested to him that he could be in a different place with a different climate. He also heard voices in the distance, and they were talking in a language strange to his ears. Ramirez decided to stop on a roadside and opted to observe his surroundings. He noticed that the cars on the highway passed by at intervals of precisely 8 minutes. He couldn't, for the life of him, explain the significance of the time interval. Having his fill of the bizarreness, the driver went back to his car and drove for another hour on that same creepy highway. Then he saw a sign pointing in 3 separate directions. Malaga, Sevilla, and Alcabala. He chose Sevilla. Without him knowing why or how it came to be, he suddenly found himself back at his home in Alcalá de Guadarrama. Later on, he decided to retrace the route he took that day, but he was no longer able to find the 6-lane highway or even the 3-way crossroads. Did it exist, or was it a figment of his imagination? Or perhaps he just decided to make up the whole story for some reason we don't know. Number 1. The Gadianton Canyon Incident. Various creatures, scary critters, and the unforgiving climate often come to mind when we think of deserts. But paranormal tales, unexplained mysteries, and spooky stories of the unknown are also reasons why these barren and lonely places can be so terrifying. In May of 1972, 4 female students from Southern Utah University were on their way back after spending the weekend at Pioche, Nevada. It was almost midnight when their car was passing through the desolate Utah-Nevada state line when they suddenly came upon a fork in the highway and swerved left, going through Gadianton Canyon. Everything was normal until they noticed that the black pavement in front of them suddenly turned into white cement. Knowing that this was supposed to be a desert, they were shocked and confused at the same time to see a vast swath of grain fields and a lake nearby. The girls thought that they had taken the wrong path, and so they decided to make a U-turn. As they went back to their track, they then saw yet more dumbfounding sceneries. They spotted buildings with large neon signs and unintelligible writing. They opted to make a stop at a roadside tavern there, hoping to get some directions. They quickly changed their minds, though, after one of their friends began to panic. Four strangely egg-shaped vehicles mounted on tricycle wheels with bright lights beaming from the top came rushing towards them. The girls sped back through the canyon, and a chase ensued. In the midst of the pursuit, the girls didn't realize that they were back to the asphalt pavement where they had come from. They pushed on and ended up in a familiar part of the desert. What they didn't know was that they had been running away with three busted tires. The girls had no choice but to make a stop in the middle of nowhere. They decided not to venture outside until morning, and they then hiked to Highway 56 where they flagged down a state trooper. The mystery of that unknown place in the desert was never solved nor explained. However, the four unnamed girls from Southern State University strongly believe that they might have accidentally passed through a portal or a dimension into a parallel universe. So there were five bizarre experiences of parallel universes. Life truly is strange, but it can get even weirder knowing that there could be an alternate universe with an alternate version of ourselves living within it. What would you do if you found yourself in that parallel dimension? If you guys enjoyed watching this video, then check out these other two videos on the right that I'm sure you guys are going to like. Remember to subscribe to our channel because every single week we have three new videos that'll either be very scary or very weird. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.